And you are getting ready to come for Windy City Smokeout.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. Last year, I was sick. I came down so sick and couldn't make it. And it was one of those
things. Right.
I lost my voice. I mean, I was sick as a dog. Like, and I usually, I'll get a little sick. Like, I'll still play.
Yeah.
I don't care, man. 102 degree fever. I'm playing the show. But this was so bad that, like, I was borderline going to the hospital. And I literally had to call Ed Warm, who is one of my great friends in the industry. Ed's the best.
Shout out to Ed.
And he brought me up playing Joe's on Weed Street and then the Big Joe's. And I called him and I'm like, look, I'm so sorry. Like, it was an act of God type thing.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And please don't hold this against me. I know that I'm putting you in a bind.
So what you're saying is you're coming correct, that you have something to prove at Windy City Smoke. And what I tell everybody also, who haven't seen you live, you don't stand there with a guitar.
No. My favorite athlete growing up was Michael Jordan. And he said, play every game like it's your last game. I play every show like it's my last show. Every time I get a microphone, every time I get a guitar, this is how I want to be remembered. And it's that important. This ain't just a paycheck. This ain't me up there just blowing through the motions or whatever. I don't mail it in.
And now you're going to play in front of the house that Jordan built. So in like 15 seconds, people are coming to Windy City Smokeout to see you. Expect what kind of performance from Cody Johnson?
Electric.
One word. I love it.
Electric.
We're honored to have you. And
man, me too. Thank
you. And we're going to rep the house that Jordan built right out in the parking
lot. That's right, baby.
It's going to be electric.
Man, electric. That's
electric. I love that. Cody Johnson. What do you write songs and stuff? You're good with words?
Just electric. I mean, it's the thing about playing on the stage. That's my happy place.
I know you write songs with intention, and I want to bring this over here because one of your songs had a really big impact on a couple. So Dom does a lot of weddings, and he had a couple that has their ethnicities and their cultures, but they wanted to combine your song with the two cultures, and so he did it for them.
Yeah, she was born and raised in Texas, and he's Puerto Rican, so they wanted On My Way to You with Mark Anthony. So
I love awesome. Mark Anthony.
Check this out.
So it's the first verse of your song.
Every curve, every ditch,
that is
every
freaking
time,
cool, man.
Like that.
Dude, I can see them doing the dance to it, man.
It was
this is great.
So Dom made that for them.
Dude, and Puerto Rican's a little bit different than the Tejano Mexican culture that we have in Texas, but like I'm so deeply rooted in that. It's crazy. Like it's nuts. That means a lot. That's really cool.
So when you think about the other sounds that your music can come, you know.
Hey, maybe I'll make a Tejano album.
I'm telling you, you'll have the hips falling off the bones.
I love it, man.
With that
I
stuff.
Love it.
But the point of that, too, is that was something that's so special that couple is going to have forever that came from you.
That's what it's about. It's not about getting number one hits. It's not about getting platinum records. It's not about winning awards. It's about making music that actually touches people. And I say that from my whole heart. Like, this is not an act. I had a lady in Australia came to meet and greet, and she said the night that I was going to, I don't know if I should say this, but she said the night that I was going to take my own life, I heard Human, and I decided not to.
Holy cow.
And I stood there with her, and I cried, and I thought, you know what? Who cares about a number one or a platinum record? Like, that's real. That's real music that went across the ocean and touched somebody.
That's it. We'll end on
that. So even the same thing right here. We created love. I guarantee there's probably going to be a baby in 9 months.
Named Cody.